Rails are flooded. There's also disruption on the roads and trains. Labour says ministers must return to talks to solve the junior doctors' pay dispute as they begin a six-day walkout in England. The government argues the British Medical Association's demand for a 35% wage increase is unrealistic. Rob Lawrenson, chair of its junior doctors' committee, is on a picket line in London.
The government pushed us out of negotiations. That just doesn't make sense because Victoria Atkins is saying that she has another offer to make and she should make it in order to avert the rest of the strike action. I'd like them to pick up the phone and say, let's sit down.
Growing concerns there could be an escalation to the Middle East conflict after a top Hamas leader was killed in a drone attack in Beirut. Israel's refusing to comment. A man's appeared at Crown Court from prison, charged with the attempted murder of two female police officers. The 23-year-old's also accused of possessing a knife following an incident in Harlow in Essex last Friday. Reform UK says Britain's ready for a general election, describing the former Brexit party as one for the working class. Its leader's been setting out its vision, accusing the Prime Minister of a lack of economic growth and failing to bring down immigration. Richard Tice claims the Tories and the Labour Party are two sides of the same socialist coin.
Record high taxes, record high wasteful government spending, and yet disastrous outcomes. Whether it's in health, in infrastructure, whether it's in housing, trying to see a GP, everything is getting worse.
And price cuts helped supermarkets achieve record revenues ahead of Christmas. Kantar, which tracks sales and costs among chains, says £13.7 billion passed through tills or websites over the 4 weeks to Christmas Eve. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
It's Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the temperature today, 11 degrees, light rain showers and a moderate breeze. Looking really overcast in Brentwood at the moment, but fingers crossed it should stay dry. By about 5 o'clock this afternoon, there'll be no chance of rain. And then tomorrow morning, it should be dry and there might be a little bit of sunshine very early. And then it'll be cloudy and sunny up until about 3 o'clock. And then there's about a 25% chance of rain going up to about 65% by about 10 o'clock tomorrow night. So it should stay dry during the day and then you might get a little bit of rain late in the afternoon. But again, temperatures dipping down to 9 degrees tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM with Eat My Brunch. We'll be having a chat with Bob in a while, seeing him for the first time this year. He's got a great show coming up with 1, 2, 3. Then Joe Bailey's here with the Drive Time Show at 3. Andy Gilson at 6 p.m. 7 p.m. the Orient Hour, a roundup of everything happening at Leighton Orient, chaired by Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour team. Curveballs at 8 o'clock. Punk, metal, hardcore, electronica, hip hop, all driven with passion by Nick. And then Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu presenting 2 hours of old school reggae. That's everything that's coming up for the rest of the day. Here is Madness. This is House of Fun.
shop. Try to have some fun. It's quicker if you run. This is a chemist, not a chocolate shop. Party heads, simple enough, clear. Comprehend these savvy, understand. Do you hear? A pack of party heads with the colour tips. To like Gorgon's her gossip. Well, hello Joe, hello Miss Craven. He had returns from the day. Welcome to the house of fun. Now I've come of age. Welcome to the house of fun.
Understand. and two together, you will see what our friendship is for. Oh, if you can work this equation, then I guess I'll have to show you the door.
Every Wednesday at 8pm here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many styles and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punktronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10pm here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that matter long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Remember the night when all of time stood still. Nothing on earth had felt so goddamn real. 20 in a 60 zone. I'm doing my best to safely get you home. And then you ask me, why do some people hurt? I said, I don't know, no need to be afraid. I'm
of the farm for another day. With the sheep and the goats on the swings, you have a play. If I could bottle this up and keep it forever, I would. Picnic adventures in your neighborhood. And then you ask me, why do some people. Questions right before you sleep. Would you meet your every need? At times we're not okay, but this life is what we made. Just like your mother, you're dancing around the room. My boy, like your father, you sing to a different tune. Tomorrow morning, you wake me up at 5. We'll make porridge faces with bananas for the eyes.
That is the fabulous Adam Wed, who's been a guest on the show twice, actually. Hopefully we'll get him in the studio again this year. He's always off doing gigs all over the world and doing brilliantly. That is his brand new track called Pink Dinosaurs, which was released just before Christmas. As I explained earlier, it's a little bit difficult at the moment because it's a lot of Christmas songs out at the moment, and nobody's going to be releasing very much unless they are possibly a big record company that can afford to do it. Independent artists are probably going to leave it a little bit. You get to mid-January and there'll be a flood of new music up until January. At the moment, though, the charts are completely chock-a-block with Christmas songs, which we don't want to play now. It's done. Christmas tree's gone. The only bit I can see in the studio, there's a little bit of tinsel that I missed, which is up on the wall. When Bob gets in, maybe I'll get Bob to health and safety jump to drag the tinsel off the wall. But it was a very quick takedown yesterday with the Christmas decorations. Got those sorted out and away, pretty sharpish. And then it always leaves whenever you have Christmas decorations up, it always leaves everything so bare, doesn't it? The other thing is, I know quite a few people actually that didn't put up any decorations this year because couldn't be bothered to go in the loft, couldn't be bothered to set it all up. And just went, no, I'm not doing it. I mean, I set my tree up quite early in the studio. I think it was the first week of December. And at home, I think it was the first week as well. Because otherwise I knew if I left it any longer, and I have left it before, a couple of days before Christmas Eve. But I thought, if I don't put my tree up, I won't do it. And I love it. I like all the little lights. I've still kept a couple of the fairy lights around because I like fairy lights. They always make everything so beautiful. I should tie them to my head and my gut, and maybe that would make that area of my body beautiful. Here is Tori Amos with A Professional Window.
Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah, honey, bring it close to my. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Yeah. Gotta be big.
just have to say, that song is probably, let us have a look, from 1996, so it is a little bit... It is a little bit old, and I called it Professional Window, which I've always done. And it just shows you, actually, this must be a thing that's programmed into my head. What is it?
A Professional Widow.
I thought it's Professional Window, and I thought that's a very unusual name for a song.
Well, maybe she's a window fitter, perhaps goes round in
a
spare time.
I thought it was odd. I mean, I'm lucky I didn't do the signage for Chelmsford.
Oh, yeah.
Which, this morning I was saying they're just going to replace the S. Because they've missed off the F. But obviously, if they do that, they're still not going to say Chelmsford. So don't let me near the signage. I can't believe I didn't know. I did not know.
Oh, well, never mind. It doesn't matter.
God, the first you're getting turning into Scott Ross.
No. I've done much worse than that, so don't worry.
Scott Ross has done much worse than that. If we said it on air, we'd take it off.
Yes,
you
mean.
It was K.T. Tunstall, wasn't
it? Right.
I see. What a great track.
Yeah, I'll never,
you can only imagine the horror.
I'll never forget the day when I was trying to say so-and-so top the charts and ended up saying chops the tarts.
Oh dear. Yeah, I think I said M25 anti. I thought that I said, this is very early on in my career when I was doing the radio,
right.
And I said anti-clockwise, but that's not in fact
what
I said.
You said, okay.
At all. And then just there's a bit of silence and then I put a song on.
The trouble with me is if I make a mistake like that, I just can't control myself. I just explode into laughter.
Yes. And you're not meant to do that, actually, because when you listen to the professionals, myself and Bob R, but they don't say anything.
No.
And you go, they just made a glaring mistake.
I know, and there's been a few doosies out there, isn't there?
Yeah. But you're not meant to say anything.
No.
Skate over it.
But I remember long ago keeping a tape of bloopers on the radio, and I couldn't possibly tell you any of them, I don't think.
No.
I'm
just leaning over there. Hold on a second. I'm not leaning over. It sounds like I'm leaning over Bob. I'm not. I'm just trying to find a song.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes. Well, did you have a nice Christmas?
I had a lovely Christmas, thank you, and a Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you. Yeah. We can still say it. It's only the 3rd.
Of 2024.
I know.
How can it be 2024? To me, I remember when the year turned from 1979 to 1980.
Yeah.
And I thought, 1980, that sounds really modern. It's space age and all that. That was how many? 44 years ago.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious me, I'm getting old.
And the time seems to go quicker the older you get.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know why. I mean, you just felt you were young for ages and wanting to grow up, and the next minute, you're walking on sticks.
Yeah.
You know what's happened? You've got aches and pains and things are dropping off and hair growing in places that never grew before
Tell me about it. I've been attacking that this morning.
Yeah.
Growing out of all sorts of places.
Terrible. I had to trim the clematis yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because
the front garden is an awful mess.
No, I just imagine you with the clematis growing out of you.
Well, no, not out of me. I had to chop it down and then take it off of... I had some help, actually, and then I had to cut down some roses because the front garden is just a mess.
Right.
I hate it. I don't like that, just because the neighbours, you don't want the neighbours going slovenly.
No, that's right. I actually cut my grass the other day
In the rain?
In late December.
Yeah.
Because I had let it go a bit. Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Anyway, you might have to speak up a little bit. I've gone completely deaf in my left ear.
Hey?
Very strange. Very weird.
But have you tried blowing through your nose? You hold your nose and you go...
Oh,
like
no,
that.
I better not do that on here, though.
No, best not.
Might produce some...
Well, I coughed this morning and there was a globular something flew out of my nose and I don't know where it landed. So I'm sorry. I said, the first thing I said this morning, I made a little tiny cough and I was like, what was that? It was like a little drop of something across the desk. And I actually bought some disinfectant stuff, but I haven't put it down. But I should really wipe the... I should really wipe the desk because I looked and I was like, I have no idea.
That's it, I'm doing my show from the other studio.
I would. Well, you've got Andy next door, so be careful with his chocolate biscuit supply.
I've got no option then but to wade through your detritus.
Whatever that is. Did you have turkey for Christmas?
Yes, along with chicken and bacon.
Nice.
It was nice.
Did you do Boxing Day dinner? Did you have your mashed potato and peas?
Pickle dinner on Boxing Day, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the thing is, you forget how good that food, that actual meal is.
Yeah.
And then it's something you sometimes maybe eat a couple of times in January and you forget about it. But it's lovely. A nice bit of buttery mash potato.
Yeah.
Maybe some cold chicken or some cold, whatever.
Yeah, pickle-lily.
Pickle-lily.
Brown pickle.
Pickled onions.
Yeah.
Peas.
A bit of mayonnaise to help the veg slide down.
Possibly,
a bit.
Yeah. Got to be too healthy. And, yeah, it's lovely. I love that meal. Yeah. But this year, there was no leftovers, and I had bargained on there always being leftovers, so right. I was left with some roast potatoes and some cauliflower cheese to take home with me.
Right.
No meat.
Oh, dear. Oh,
I was like, where's it? And there's nothing there. It's like the whole crown of turkey just disappeared.
Oh, I had lots of meat, and that lasted me about 4 days.
It's living here now.
Yeah. And I've still got my Christmas pudding indoors. Oh. I didn't have it because yeah. I would... Oh, the dinners I made were just so enormous.
Yeah. I'm not really keen on... I mean, I had a lovely vegan... I was mentioning it before Christmas, mince pie, and I don't like mince pies, but this one was lovely, and because when you're older, if you're out there, you'll know, you get all sorts of digestion problems and acid reflux, and it didn't give me any problems. It must be because there's no butter in it.
Okay, good.
No dairy.
Well, you know where to head next time, then.
Although I don't really like mince pies, so I've only eaten one of them, I've still got seven
left. I love them, but I ate my last one last night.
Yeah.
I haven't made a New Year's resolution as such, but the battle with my weight has to recommence now.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it all? Every year I just get fatter and fatter. Well, I said if I put some tinsel on it, it might disguise it a bit. But
you're no fatter than when I first met you about 12 years ago.
I am. I put a video up of me dancing in the studio, and I was like, I have no weight. I mean, I never used to have a waist, but now I have no waist and legs like little bits of string hanging from my jumper.
Yeah, I've got that.
I've got very problem. It's very weird kind of like shape you get when you get older. You get thin little sparrow legs,
yeah,
and then it goes up into a great big body.
Yeah, I've got those thin little sparrow
legs. Well, I want them back. Should we play a promo?
Why not?
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place we all hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
You tell me all the things you do. Tell me that it's up to you. Crying in the peaceful night, telling all the things you hide. But I'd be in the future. Maybe all the rainbow. There's no song without love. With your eyes should you cry in your bed. Is that what you wanted? Songs about love. Is that what you hoped you would find? Well, it's burning inside. But a song about love's not enough. Find where you are. I just wanna find where you are. Hold you and fall down, you barely even make a sound. Crying in the peaceful night, showing all the things you hide. But I'd be in the future. Song without love with your eyes.
cry in your bed. Is that what you wanted? Songs about love. Is that what you hoped you would find? Well, it's burning inside, but a song about love's not enough. So what?
Of local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered.
To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Is the amazing muse there is Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, yes. What is that then, Stockholm Syndrome?
That is when you are captured by somebody, I believe, and then you turn around your... you start believing they're them. So you become... I think you become attached to the person that's kidnapped you. I think that's... Let me just look that up because that was a little bit of a stab in the dark. All these questions today from Bob on his return. So Stockholm Syndrome. Let's have a look. It's a proposed condition of theory that's tried to explain why hostages sometimes develop a psychological bond with their captors.
Yes, you're
that's what I meant to say.
Right.
There we go, look at me. Yeah.
Well, you're done, you see. Didn't know you knew it, did you?
No, well, I kind of did, but I should have actually read it out a little bit more like that.
Well, no, that's not bad.
So, what's coming up on your fantastic show today?
Oh, I've got 2 hours of merriment and deliciousness today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting excited because later in the month I've got some live music on the show.
Not live music.
Oh, yes. So I'm going to be talking about that and playing a couple of tracks from guests that have actually been in before, but they've been fantastic. So looking ahead towards that. And what else? Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, it's got some predictions for 2024.
Oh.
Yeah, by a sort of well-known spiritual medium.
Oh.
Yeah, quite fascinating, really.
Mm-hmm.
Some silly stories, as always. Lots of good music. A song for Daphne. And we're looking at the top 10 albums of 2023. Now, interesting fact. You do a great job in promoting local artists and unsigned acts. And the new music was largely absent from this year's top 10 selling best albums. A lot of them are from years gone by. Things like Fleetwood Mac, their greatest hits album, and ABBA Gold even was still in the top 10. Which, you know, it's great to see the old
I
stuff.
I think it's a lot of the American shows now. They have, when they, and even some of the films, they're actually putting in music that doesn't fit in with sci-fi, doesn't fit in with the show as such, and they're putting in stuff so young people who might be watching things on TV, they'll hear Fleetwood Mac, never heard of him before, and they're like, love that track, like Kate Bush.
It is
sometimes it's a completely different audience. It's not the people that used to listen to it.
Absolutely.
It's a new audience.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. That's good. I was always amazed that my kids liked the same kind of stuff that I did. But it's so hard for up and coming musicians, isn't it, to get their stuff out there, get it heard.
It's because you've got to have a lot of money, you've got to have a budget, really, and the chances, even if you've got a budget, the chances of getting on the BBC, which everyone sees as the kind of pinnacle of getting on to the introducing or something like that, is very difficult, because they've basically closed a lot of the BBC introducing into one kind of hub.
Then
I think they've taken like different areas, and it's all in sort of.
Well, I think social media is becoming the champion now. Less so the BBC. The world has changed.
Absolutely, and radio stations like this. You know, if you listen to other stations, we've got personality, and we play a lot more. We're a lot more focused on local as well.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find my personality.
Are you?
Yeah, it's there somewhere.
It was in 2023.
Was it? Yeah, probably.
1980, I think you said, didn't you?
I saw the new year in that year in a phone box.
I just think about how smelly
it's
they
not
were.
What you're thinking. No,
I just thought it was phone boxes. I remember being in a phone box, ringing my mum, and then doing it. Used to do something called reverse. You know, I am old. Charge. Reverse charges.
Yeah.
Beep 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 beep. Mum, do you want to accept the reverse? And then somebody would say no. That would be the worst thing. You do reverse charges because it's an emergency, and they'd be like, no, I'm not paying for it.
I sent my mum and dad a telegram once. before we had a phone, and I was out at a party. And
no.
Whatever happened, I thought, no, I'm not going home. I'm going to stay the night, but I'm going to let them know so as not to alarm them.
Was it on the door like that? It was telegram at like 10 o'clock at night.
I see, So they probably alarmed them anyway, getting a telegram last thing.
You can still send telegrams, can't you?
Can you? I don't know.
How did you do it then? Did you have to ring somebody?
I think I had to ring someone up, ring the operator.
That is really bizarre.
But anyway, eventually we came into the...
Thought they got it 5 days later.
...century and got a phone,
Do you know what? Then my friend, when I was at school, her parents had a lock. This is going to sound weird to people out there, but she had like a proper handset. People, in fact, you see a lot of youngsters, they show them and they go, what is that? And they go, don't know what a phone is, like an old phone. But her parents used to lock it because there was a lot of children in the house, and obviously the bills are quite high.
Yeah.
But the way to get round it is you used to lift up the receiver and then you would tap, 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 and get the number.
I was a telephone engineer.
Oh, right, yeah.
At that.
Yes.
Excellent.
Did you keep any of the old phones?
I have got one somewhere. For purely
nostalgic
reasons.
Yes.
But the equipment I used to work on, and I went to college, I went on courses, spent about 3 years training.
Yep.
Well, it's all in a skip now. It's all gone. So my expert...
Was your work that bad then? It's been installed by that bulb. Get rid of it. Burn it.
But most of what I learned during that time is completely useless to anyone now. So,
it is. I mean, technology's moved on, hasn't it, from computers and all sorts of things. And really, in our lifetime... We've had some amazing technological advances. When you think about the internet, mobile phones, AI, the things that are all coming in. I mean, I would like to be around when they land on Mars. I probably won't be. I don't think it'd be in my lifetime. But
you're absolutely right. You know. But I've got my doubts as to how much they've enhanced our lives, really.
I think it's made a lot more people psychopaths because you don't have to deal with people on a real one-to-one basis. And
right.
I think that you can say to somebody, you can say the most awful things and do it from behind a keyboard with no repercussions.
Yeah,
I think that is, you know.
I'm not one of those people who insists that life was better in the old days. You know, there have been advances that are much to our benefit, but some of them... Oh, I wish I could keep off the internet.
Yeah, it's. I think the internet, the problem is, it's addictive. And when I look at the hours I'm on my phone every day, it's running into about 5 hours on and off because I'm here, I'm on my phone. When I get home, I'm checking up for updates across socials. And
I'm
in the evening, I'm reading stuff up.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it becomes a... It's very addictive. And also, my posture is really bad.
Oh, okay.
From sort of leaning over all the time.
Yeah, well, I think the internet can be a great tool if you're controlled in the way you use it. Otherwise, it controls you in the end.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow, Happy New Year. It's only Wednesday. That's what I'm looking at the clock for. That don't say... Oh, it does say Wednesday. Does it say Wednesday? Oh, it does. It's Look at our little fashionable clock we've got.
Yeah, I've got to get a battery for my watch. According to me, it's 4:30.
Is it? Yeah. Well, it could be. We've been talking a long time. Now, Billy Brown listens to the show on a regular basis.
Yo, Billy.
Hello. And he actually sent me some updates on Sharky and Splod yesterday, who are his lovely cats. So I thought I'd play out his brand new track, which was released late last year. And this is Billy Brown with a track called Sarah.
Like a breeze, you came to me on a scorching hot summer's day. Cooled me down, brought me round like a beautiful morning in May. Fills a hole, clears my soul, shows me light at the end of the way. You gently walk, you gently talk, but I still wanna hear what you say. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Soothe any old pain for what it's worth, just like the earth. Both the flowers and trees, they need rain. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Scorching hot summer's day, cooled me down, brought me round like a beautiful morning in May. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Sarah, I'm taken with you. So
FM.
Hi, I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1, 2, 3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings-on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
Show today with a track that was first introduced to me actually by Bob, which is Earth, Wind and Fire. I love that band anyway, but they had a great song out probably about 7 years ago now, which is called My Promise, which is one of my favourites. So whatever you're doing today, have a great day. Thanks to everybody that sent in the voiceovers. They are incredible and you'll be hearing more of them this week. You've got Bob with you for the next 2 hours of a great show. Have a great afternoon, whatever you're doing, and I'll be back with you tomorrow from 10.
Graceful bow, but
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.